In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit reaches the last cascade. The king snake looked down at the hermit with venom dripping from his terrible eyes. Giovanni had heard locals talk in awe about the king serpent, to whom they had often referred as El Viborón. The old stories in northern New Mexico had often mentioned the feathered serpent of the mountain that liked to feed on human flesh. Now here he was, big as life, and ready to strike at him. The holy hermit closed his eyes and prayed for a quick death. He could just envision himself being held fast by the coils of that serpentine body, even as they had held Laocoon of old. Nothing. He opened his eyes slowly to witness the struggling head of Beelzebub held fast under the heel of the Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel was uncannily quiet and calm as he waited for Giovanni to speak. "I had been told," began the hermit, "that wrath is one of the deadliest of sins. I was prepared to be tongue-lashed to death. But here you stand, silent and not even deigning to look down at the serpent that twists under your foot." That is because a soft response always turns away all wrath. People who try to goad you or bully you into a response have no place to turn whenever you choose to give no importance to their fury. They will try to berate you and make you feel unworthy, but not deigning to respond to them, tends to disarm their self-righteous anger and they turn it on themselves. Always remember that. The hermit then noticed that the serpent was choking, trying to devour its own tail. The archangel slowly motioned for him to continue on up to the last waterfall. It was now near midnight. The sky had deepened into an indigo sea, encompassing all of creation. Only its strange luminescence and its occasional spangle of stars allowed Giovanni to move forward as he approached the seventh cascade. He was all alone. There wasn't even a dead man around to keep company by him. He could discern veins of darkish turquoise lining the walls and floor of the cave, and a light stream flowing forth down the rock face of the mountain. The high pitch of the water made a see-see-see-see note that joined the symphony already in progress made by its sister notes. Yes, yes, thought the hermit. If music had a gender, it would definitely be female. Why do humans always think in terms of gender identity? He heard a voice ask. Giovanni looked up sharply as he caught sight of the defender of the universe itself. Michael the Archangel was sitting at the entrance to the seventh waterfall. The hermit was surprised to see that the angel emanated no light, no strength, no splendor. The angel had no scales of justice nor upraised sword. It didn't even wear armor as in pictures. The angel was neither male nor female. This spirit didn't look like the other spirits that Giovanni had seen on his way up the mountain. Instead, the angel looked like one of the simple shepherds of old who might be tending to the flock. Whenever humans qualify and quantify music, beauty, taste, touch, and aroma, they invariably equate them with the female gender. Rare are the ones who can discern that these same sensations can be just as masculine in gender without sacrificing their degree. What is it that combined these qualities to all humans? Asked the hermit. Humility, answered the angel simply. It is the one factor that can ennoble and enable humankind, mankind, womankind, to rise above themselves. They must learn to stop seeing each other as sexual objects and see each other as human beings, regardless of gender. They must recognize Godhead within themselves and within each other. Until that happens, they will be trapped within the grasp of original sin. Failure to recognize the divine nature of all things is original sin. The hermit bowed his assent. Then another thought crowded into his mind. He asked Michael, "Where is Lucifer?" "He is bound. Bound not by chains, but by pride. This is another way of saying that he is bound by himself, and that this same pride sometimes trickles down to earth even as the waters of these cascades do, and bind mankind to his own nature. You will not see him tonight, for the holy moment is fast approaching. Go now. You are nearly at the top of the mountain. Go now, and witness the highest glory. Go now, and join the chorus of all of creation as it sings its praises to the rebirth of the undying creator. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.